Hello, this is Axel. So before we started recording the Homeland podcast, we used to record under a different podcast name. So I'm just here to let you know that about every other podcast now is going to be from the old one for about five episodes, maybe so. And I'd like to start off by showing you guys our most viewed one on the last podcast. Get ready for Shitty Cookies.
Just, you're retarded. I think before anything is gonna ever happen with this whole, like, say we learn to harness like the fourth dimension or some shit like that, we're all gonna kill each other with some sort of war. Like, I just,
wouldn't the fourth dimension just be time travel?
That's all it is, and I don't believe it's achievable.
Yeah,
for us.
I don't think it'll be like in our lifetime we'll have time
travel. Yeah, it's never gonna bother me.
I don't even think time travel will ever happen, because if you think about it, if time travel was a thing, don't you think they've already done it?
There would have been so much changed in.
Yeah, like, don't you think there'd be like something? There'd be something happening right now.
Either that, or it's like the people in the future, like, it's so bad that they know us mess with it. Because, like, people could have gone back and stopped 9/11. Then 9/11 would have never happened.
Then airports change? Would be fucking great. Because before, you could just go and meet up your family. And then 9/11 happened at the gate, the airport gate. And now 9/11 happened, and you can't do shit. That's all I gotta say.
That's a very small problem.
What's a very small problem?
Not being able to see family?
No, it is...
was bombs. The problem's still there? Yes. Did they try to make it better? Yes. Did they do a very good job? Not really. Does it really matter in the end? No, because I don't go on planes. I bet if I lived through 9/11, enough for me to understand well enough, I think I would have cared a lot.
Well, I understand how bad it was. I don't know. It's just, it's very monumental, but in my life, the way I lived, it is not my biggest worry. Like Joe said, I don't go on planes, so I guess.
And Mama said, okay.
I just don't go on planes, so I don't care.
Cookies are ready.
Was that what was for?
Yeah.
I was wondering, I was like, why do you have an alarm set for 2:30 in the morning?
That's right. Slay.
Slay. I want you to slay right now.
It doesn't seem like ready.
Wait, are you commando right now?
No.
So you just turned the pants around just to be funny?
No, I just...
God damn it. I fucking am. If you... You're commando and you bend over and I see asshole.
That's what I told him. I was like, I don't want to see your crack, Sam. I dropped something. He was like, you're not going to see my crack. I was like, if you drop something on the floor and I see Sam crack, I'll be more upset if I see me. Shmeet.
But, you know, speaking of, like, time travel and all that, shit, there's no segue.
What's a good movie? Like, alright,
Back to the Future. Oh my god, classic.
Yeah, I thought
Back
that,
to the Future.
The one thing that I never understood was, why would you... The thing is, like, he... So, despite... Wouldn't you think that you noticed that Marty and... Like, his mom would notice that but Marty looks a lot like her? Like, wouldn't you think you noticed that?
Yeah, the similarity... I don't know. It was, they were kind of stupid, though.
Yeah, apparently.
They're just...
It's kind of weird to think that it's advertised as a kid show. Movie.
How do you think you guys actually think time travel works?
I don't know.
It sort of works. It almost, not exactly, because I don't agree with the...
I think it's like...
I don't agree with the Marvel way, the Endgame way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that one's so complex to think about, but also...
The Mobius strip?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think it makes sense, but at the same time, it's like, if you think about it, well, like, how'd that work? The thing is, if you're able to take things, and then like nothing happens, why would that be a big deal if they take the stones? Like
the thing was, is the stones had something to do with time, so when they took it out, that's why. What's his face, Steve Rogers? What's his name?
Captain America.
Captain America had to go back and return them all.
It's because it would have messed with all those other dimensions just to save theirs. Or timelines.
Yeah, my favorite stone is Joe. Okay, hold on. Where's the...
For me, I don't...
We don't have one. He's bread.
I don't know how to... I don't know how to... What was the question? Fuck.
How do you think time travel works?
I don't know how to explain how time travel works because it is so beyond me. I don't know how to begin to explain it because I don't even know
how it works.
Yeah. So it's just a question that boom, goes over my head.
I think time travel, the way you see yourself, doesn't make sense at all. Like the way in movies, it's like,
don't. Still hurts. Okay.
Dude, what? Poor Sam. I said use bread. Bread is pretty good.
Bread?
I told you use the two ass ends of the bread, and then squeeze them. I mean, don't put your finger on it.
What?
Sam.
It looks like you put your finger right on the pan.
So he is currently trying to figure out how to get
the cookies out of the oven.
Yeah, without burning himself.
He's using bread right now.
Yes.
I don't want to take over because I'm kind of in my low chair right now. Okay. Looking at yourself in the past shouldn't make sense if you don't know that you're already going to see yourself. Because if right now...
I think it
if that... right now my future self came to me and I seen him, I would know that in my future, I'd have to go see my future self. Or my past self. And that would just be an infinite loop.
Put it on it.
So it shouldn't matter. Oh man,
I did it.
I really thought right now, Sam, you grabbed that bare hand. I was like, what a man. What a manly man. I thought you were gonna put more cookies in.
Well, yeah, put more cookies in after the cookies. And we eat the cookies.
So no, anyway, just take them off and put them back in.
Seeing your past self, I think they just needed it for plot. I think that was it.
Are we still talking about Marvel?
What?
No, I'm just talking about time travel in general.
The way movies portray where you can't see your past self or you'll fuck up everything, I think it's just plot.
It's impossible to see your past self if you haven't seen your future self.
I think is why they say it. When they say don't meet yourself, because if you don't see yourself, then you're not supposed to meet yourself.
Well, wouldn't that just make another
It would make a
dimension.
Whole other
dimension. Another dimension, but just an alternate timeline.
Exactly. I feel like when you do that, it makes a different dimension.
So, like, look at us. Okay. Alternate timeline. Say we somehow are able to use time travel. We go back and see our, like, 5-year-old self. We have already lived through our life and not seen our future self.
Yeah.
But we have just created another timeline.
Yes.
Where
I hate that.
That 5-year-old has just viewed his future self. And he's like, oh, shit.
Unless you don't know it at the time.
Yeah, like, a 5-year-old me probably wouldn't know nowadays me. But maybe not, cause I didn't really change that much.
Why didn't you tell me that about this?
I was sitting on it.
Oh yeah. My gosh!
I know, I saw it. But hey, I gotta let you be a man.
He used bread.
It
hurt my fingers.
You're using that noggin.
All right, now put the cookies back in, Sam. It's all you.
Big brain time.
Okay, yeah.
Big brain time.
need more
rice. How's Markiplier doing? Now that I just said that. Are you still making videos? What's up?
Markiplier's just doing his 2018 self, where he just uploads every couple months a sad video of himself just talking to the camera. He does that a lot.
Yeah, and sometimes he'll just do it like over something like really stupid. He's like, one of the stupid ones is like one of my friends that I met a while back and I've never seen their mom. Their mom just died, and I'm crying over it. I'm like, you never met her. You've never met her in your life.
And he made a video about it?
He made a video about it. He said he's going to take a break.
Oh, okay. It's a little much. About his friend's mom he's never met?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he was so connected to that friend that knowing his friend is that emotional, it made him emotional.
Like, having that strong connection with that friend, knowing that that mother raised his friend... His friend and made his friend who he is.
Made him sad.
Yeah, and maybe his friend talked about his mom. Maybe his friend had a lot of stories to tell. So
he kind of felt connected to him in a way.
Well, when you fucking watch a TV series and one of your favorite characters dies and you go,
I cried for at least 2 days.
You've never met the person, but yet you still feel. I don't know. Plus, you think about it. It is still a life it's being lost. Death. It is still death. It is still breath not being breath and death.
I like the Lion King's thought of death. So like, it's a circle of life. You die. You turn into the grass. To bone, it's like it's people eat the grass.
Not people, but yes.
I don't remember any humans.
You heard of vegans?
Bitch. What's that one dinosaur that only eats
nuts? The talking machine.
No, that one. Oh, where you eat the star leaves?
Oh.
Those star leaves have never looked so good in my before. Watching that movie, I'm like, oh, man, I bet those leaves are very
moist. Land Before Time.
Yeah. I'm like, I bet those leaves are very moist.
Or like, you know the episode in SpongeBob where they're eating a bunch of food in the like caveman time?
Oh
yeah.
They made it look so good.
No, goddamn Lion King the original, when the boar, bugs. Yeah, the boar and the little lemur bitch, is eating the bugs under the log. They look so juicy and very delicious.
Have you seen Eboli?
The little water, the green dewdrops.
That looks so bomb.
Oh my god.
I used to think about it.
I used to do that with jelly.
You know what never satisfied
me? Or an ant's life.
That looked good. Kelp juice. Kelp juice didn't look good.
Kelp juice?
From SpongeBob? Kelp juice?
Just the jelly. They're jelly. From the jellyfish.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
It didn't, like the properties didn't look the same.
Is this something that I care enough to be like, oh, I wish someone made a Krabby Patty?
The colorful Krabby Patties.
I want to try every
gummy ones.
Were they gummies?
Try the potion. Well,
the colorful. Remember the episode?
Yeah.
And it turns out that they had weird side effects. Apparently, it was a statement on like people making foods that are unhealthy for people, and they don't advertise it.
Oh, really?
apparently a public statement. It was like kind of like a big old like.
I don't like how SpongeBob teaches lessons. Shut up.
You know SpongeBob originally was going to be an Adult Swim show?
I swear I heard something a fish cursed in a stack of paper before. I'm not lying.
In a what?
I don't
know. No, but yeah, Adult Swim was supposed to be for adults. SpongeBob was supposed to be for Adult Swim at first. I don't remember the premise of it, but like the creator Steven of SpongeBob, Hilbert? Whatever. Saw it and he's like, he took an opportunity and I think he talked with the writers of that or whatever, and I don't know the full story, I don't know the full details, don't call me on it, but yeah, he was like,
one of the things that really me Nickelodeon. About, like, I was watching the one of the songs, you know, the 13th Street
Strap.
I heard strap. I'm not trying to say strap.
Honestly, I'm in love with you guys. I didn't give a shit about SpongeBob when I was younger. Wait, I was too busy watching Ed and Eddie, Cozy and Kids Next Door. I'm like, get that shitty kids thing away from me.
I was watching...
Because I didn't care. I didn't care for Disney Channel either when I was younger.
I love the... Oh my god. I still love the very first episodes of SpongeBob. There's still such classics to me, man.
I think the show's stupid. It is so stupid, yeah, that I don't care anymore. No, just SpongeBob in general.
I hate the newer ones. They suck.
It's so gross.
It definitely changed halfway through. It's so much crazier now. The visuals in it is so crazy.
I haven't seen the new one.
There was a clip on Insta that I seen. It was like SpongeBob walked out of his house, and then instead of like walking down his driveway, you know the flowers that are in the background? He literally just walked over them, like as they were in his driveway. Because they looked like it was in front, so he just literally walked over them. I don't know, it was really weird. I don't know how to explain it. Are they good?
Mm-hmm.
Does it taste like your mom's?
Your mom.
Can I call her?
Why?
Your son failed you.
Your son failed. He's not good at science. She literally said, don't mess up the ingredients. It's an exact science.
I know, it's an exact science. Baking.
Exactly. And then me and him, all right, he put both the eggs in at once. Instead of
putting
one
in.
Hey, mom. Shut up.
I know, I was hearing you guys.
Hey. Hello, Samuel.
Your son's a failure.
Mom, they want to talk to you, Mom.
What?
Your son failed.
Your son messed up the baking recipe.
How could you mess it up? I sent him the recipe. Did you guys read it?
Yeah, we were reading it, and then Sam was like, put both eggs out in at once. And I was like reading it, but your son's kind of blind right now because he doesn't have his glasses on.
So then he put both eggs in at once and then beat it and then made it really watery.
Well, that wouldn't really, as long as
we don't,
you guys put enough of the right amount of ingredients in.
We shouldn't have messed up.
I heard, don't
think so.
You kept saying Sam was packing the flour into the measuring cup.
No, what I was freaked out about is he used 8 packets of salt for half a teaspoon of...
Half a teaspoon?
There's not a lot of salt in a packet.
Mm-hmm. No, but not 8 will not... 8 is way more than a teaspoon. 8 is like a tablespoon. No, 8 is more like...
Salt isn't going to make that much of a difference.
No.
On that, it might be a little salty...
Yeah, but
it might have been the butter.
What are we missing, Mom?
I
don't know what you're missing. I'm trying. Did you go? What about the butter? Did you put the right amount of butter?
That's what I'm thinking right now.
What would the butter change?
Doesn't it change the rising?
The question is, did you put the right amount of butter?
Maybe it's the. I think I know
what
it is.
Did you guys melt it, or did you guys put it in?
I don't think they melted it.
I don't think we'd put enough baking powder in. Because baking powder, my mom said that baking powder isn't as good as baking soda, so we should probably put more.
Probably, yeah. I don't know. I feel
maybe sweet. maybe a little bit extra. Because like I said, baking powder and baking soda are a little bit different. Baking soda really is the one that usually makes it rise.
Do you think it's too late to put it in to the current dough we have, Mom? Question. Huh? Do you think it's too late to put it in the current dough we have?
Aren't you supposed to put the dry things in first?
Okay, cool. Well, we should.
So usually, what you do, what you usually want to do when you're baking, is you want to take the dry ingredients and mix them all in one bowl together.
Yeah.
Mix all the wet ingredients in a different bowl, and then after all the wet ingredients are mixed together, then you start to fold in the dry ingredients into the what's already mixed with the wet ingredients.
The only wet ingredient there was butter and the vanilla extract.
With baking, wet ingredients is butter, eggs, vanilla, and the sugars.
And the sugars?
Yes.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So you want to beat all those together.
Jesus,
once
Sam.
That's all beat together, then you add the flour and salt, baking soda.
We'll make you proud. I'm going to make an apple pie tomorrow.
Rad. That's awesome.
Yep.
Are you making your own crust, or are you using green
paper? No, I know how to make my own crust.
Hell yeah, there you go, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, real Southern style.
That's right, I gotta make your own crust.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that hard to make your own crust.
No. Though, I need to find out how to...
I know, when I made a pie, it took me like 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's just because I was like looking at the recipe for it, and I felt like, oh my god. There's no way this is going to turn out good. And then it came out really good. I was super happy.
That's why that Supernatural episode, me and Mama watching, where the dead were rising. That's why Bobby's wife was making some, like, speedy pies. Like, remember? She had 15 pies in one kitchen. It was, like, one day.
Jesus.
Lies.
If you know how to make a pie crust, you can do it.
I got it down in, like, 2 hours.
The crust is the hardest
part. I want to learn the crust?
Yeah.
Crust is the hardest part. And if you got a crust down, then a pie is
I know how to do the crust with shortening. I don't know how to do it with butter, so I need to find out how to do it.
Key with that is you gotta keep the butter really, really cold.
Ooh. Yeah.
The best way to do it is have it, like, almost frozen.
Oh.
And you cut it into, like, small chunks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same thing with shortening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just gotta keep it cold. If it starts to feel like it's heating up too much, even if you're not done mixing, you put it in the fridge for a little bit, let it chill down, and then bring it back out after about 30 minutes.
Wow.
That's key.
Mm-hmm. My biggest thing is making the filling, because making that, like, the apple filling, I always feel like it gets really watery. It does thicken when it cools down.
If you look at it,
try putting a little cornstarch in it.
We don't have that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because that's what you... Oh, cornstarch.
Cornstarch will thicken up the water, the liquid a little bit.
Ooh.
I've never had that before.
I have. Because I'll make, like, a lot.
cornstarch might help.
Ooh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Sam?
These aren't good.
Oh, are you mad?
I am.
Let me give me one.
I'm mad myself.
Shmoopy, why are you mad?
Because I completely failed this.
Why aren't they good? Are they just
They're like not...
I love them. They're really good.
I bet your mom's cookies are really good, huh?
They are. That's the thing, like, I have high standards now because, like, my mom makes such good cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, but remember, I've been making cookies since I was, like, 5 years old, so I got a few years on you.
I want to work at Great Dane Bakery, right next to the
That's
Big Lots.
That's the best bakery. Ooh. That place is awesome.
I hate those.
Yeah, they used to donate to a program I used to live in a lot. So
we used to get them to donate to Sam's Elementary School whenever we had events. They would donate to us all the time.
No, that's dope.
Yeah, those people over there are awesome.
This is more like a bread than less than a cookie.
Yeah, and you know what? Now that you're saying that, I understand.
Yeah.
It does taste more like a bread.
It is. The cookies turned out more breadish than...
Maybe we should put more...
I think it really could be... It could be the baking soda versus... Or baking powder versus baking soda. Because it really does make a difference.
Maybe the insides aren't cooked as much. Because it kind of tastes like... You know Daniel's bread that he made?
No, I wasn't there for that.
Oh, frick. It kind of tastes like Daniel's bread. Did you try Daniel's bread? His flatbread?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It kind of felt like that. The texture.
There's this little... treats, I forget what they're called, but they're like this long and they're almost like ovalish and they're very soft and tender bread.
By the way, Mom, welcome to our podcast.
Do they look like shells?
Yes.
Welcome to our podcast, Mom.
How is the dough itself?
It's very chewy.
It's very watery as well.
Watery and chewy.
You can add a little bit of flour to it.
We already put a bunch of flour
in it. Let me see.
Because it was so watery, we had to put more flour in it.
Bring the thing over.
Oh,
the mix.
Yeah, bring... Okay.
Oh, shit.
It's definitely the...
Oh, it is... It's fluffy. The mix is very fluffy.
I don't want to touch it.
Just
I was going to mix it,
maybe,
and then
put
Sam
more flour
was like, with his hands.
How does the dough taste itself before
it you tastes good. Cook
it?
It tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the baking soda versus baking powder. I think that's the issue.
A little salty. A little salty.
You can add a little sugar to it, if you want to.
I think...
Sometimes that'll cut a little bit of the salty flavor.
I think it might be the baking soda I mixed, or baking powder.
Oh, maybe.
But I like my cookies a little salty with the chocolate.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's supposed to be 2 cups of chocolate? I don't mean to judge you, but isn't that kind of a ton?
Shut up. Is there too much chocolate in
the cookie? We only put 1 cup, and the cookies are popping out of the dough still.
But the thing is, I actually put 2 cups in.
I usually
put
2 cups in. Because I don't question my
bearable.
Shoot, I think the measure, the amount of chocolate I put in, I just put in how much I think looks good when I do the chocolate part.
It's making me anxious.
I usually mix and I put dark chocolate and milk chocolate in.
My mom is an expert baker, so she knows what to do.
And you messed it up.
I know. I messed it up. I feel bad. It's because I was wrong,
I
Mom.
I honestly, I think it's because you guys don't have baking soda.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, what?
You have baking soda in your room?
Yeah. Thanks for not telling us.
Thank you for not telling us.
Oh my gosh,
what?
You heard this out here being baking soda, and then you
had it. Why baking soda in your room?
She keeps the bread in there, too.
What? For your teeth? Swear to God, if it's for brushing your teeth.
Mom, are you hearing this right now?
You guys had baking soda all along?
Little sister had it in her room.
The whole time.
Why is it in her
she
room?
She just keeps stuff.
Why would you do this
supplements
to me?
And stuff in there.
Wow. You're a unit.
The good shit, too. The good shit.
Oh, my God.
She's hiding it.
Sam doesn't even care about the measurements anymore. He's just putting it in.
Sam is just free-handing the baking soda.
Fuck it.
You can add, actually, because I have several cookie recipes that have baking soda and baking powder in the recipe. You can add a teaspoon of baking soda to the mix.
I'm sorry, Sam. Sam didn't do that.
Sam
he
did
a quarter.
Sam probably did a teaspoon or a tablespoon and a quarter.
Look like he did
a tablespoon.
Yeah.
Of baking baking powder.
No, soda.
Just now?
Yeah. Yes. He just did it as you were telling us about the recipe.
So, can you take some of the baking soda out?
No. He just mixed it. Mom, I eyeballed it, and you know what? I didn't put that much as they're saying I did.
You probably did.
Damn. Oh, Cassandra's up.
It was like a 3 second point. When did you change your shirt again?
Did you measure it with a measuring spoon, or did you just pour it?
I poured it. But I know what I put in.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
Do you remember in my text when I said baking is a science, measure everything carefully?
Didn't I tell you the greatest recipes are always measured with grams and shit?
I put in around 25 grams.
You know what? You slay. You slay, Sam.
I'm gonna throw a table.
I think they're pretty good. This is marble table.
What table? This is marble countertop.
As long as they taste good, nothing else really matters.
Yeah.
Sam doesn't like them. He almost threw a cookie. He did throw a cookie away. He hated them.
Sam.
They taste so bad.
They don't. What?
I feel like a failure.
It's just chocolatey bread. Chocolatey bread. Bread.
Yes.
It's chocolate bread, right?
Don't be a dick.
Mom, I'm failing. I'm failing at this.
What the fuck?
Who bit it? Who bit it? Instead of just eating them.
I wanted them to taste so good.
They taste good. You fail and you learn. You learn from your mistakes.
This is just a stepping stone.
That is so salty. I'm not even lying. Oh my god.
You know what? Fuck it. Just dump some dump some sugar.
Sam.
Oh yeah,
do you remember the monster cookies?
Right. Sam, your mom's talking to you.
Oh no,
your mom's talking to you. You're gonna.
Did you just go no?
I said, hold on. Give me a minute. Mom.
I give up on this world.
Sometimes I wish I drank.
You're gonna freehand me.
God damn.
He's gonna put you.
We should, okay, if we put more sugar, maybe put more brown sugar.
Yeah.
No, he just put a whole cup.
Not gonna a half a cup. Shut the fuck up.
your son put a quarter of a cup of sugar.
Oh, I thought that was a whole cup.
No, that's half a cup. Well,
just finish the whole cookie cola cups.
No, I only had two.
He's lying to me if I...
Cookies could be a shit show.
I was gonna have two and then I found out I was empty.
I had two.
The box was still in there. What the fuck?
I gave my mom.
That's worse than leaving. You didn't even get one.
Is open all the time. We can just go right now.
Can I go?
Shut up. I'm going to sleep.
Wow.
I wanted a Coke.
Yes.
You didn't save one for me.
My mom wanted one. I didn't even get one to my mom.
She didn't even get one.
Yeah,
he tried to wake you up. He tried to wake you up. It's your fault. We still had Coke when he tried to wake you up. Times. This is all you. It's your fault. Okay.
So basically, I'm fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't sleep now. My back really...
Jesus Christ, Sam. Goddamn timer. Jesus, okay.
Oh my god, my back. Here,
now...
Is it like... Do you guys like over-sugar them now?
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know.
They're not cooked all the way. Whatever.
How's it taste? The mix
now
better, but more grainy.
Oh my god!
I had that problem with Emmy when we baked.
Emmy,
if you overmix it, don't overmix it. Though,
what? No,
you're
what?
You're gonna overactivate the gluten in the flour, and then it'll be chewy as hell. It'll be awful.
Okay.
So we're done with mixing.
Yeah.
We are hands off of this. If it's bad, then it's bad.
So salty.
I'm really not lying.
Okay, how about you guys just add more of the rest of the ingredients? Fuck
it. It's not salty anymore.
I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you.
Oh, this is I'm gonna break it.
Sam?
No, I tasted it.
Sam, I don't know what those marks are, but I keep looking and thinking all of a sudden you have very hairy arms.
It's the marks so we can remember how many.
He was counting because he had to use tablespoons.
Oh my god, I thought you guys got paper. I was half asleep when this was happening. I heard you guys.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need you to.
Did you guys say you were measuring tablespoons?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have a cup. We didn't have a cup.
Then it turns out they did have a cup,
but it was hiding.
It was hiding in the sugar. and oh my gosh.
They found out how many tablespoons are in a cup.
In a cup.
It's 16. And so we had to count how many. We had to count how many were by putting marks on our arm.
See, you can't believe any fucking drinks out.
What is it, this kid?
I was trying to bring you a burger.
You see? I was like, ooh, I'm parched. I was sleeping.
My fucking drink you drank before we went.
This has been a drink. Mom, we're like 35 minutes in, and you've made this episode a million times better.
I'm sleeping on the bed.
This is a keeper. This is a keeper right here.
This is.
God bless. These cookies are
going to
be awful. They're
going to
be great.
Good save. Good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel so bad.
Is that the same batch of cookies?
You should always read the recipe twice before you ever start.
He didn't even read the actual directions. He just read the ingredients and did them in order.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, I was like, Sam, it says down here what to do. And he's like, no, it says do it in this order.
No, yeah, oh my that God. Was stupid.
I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to take a walk. Jesus Christ. Oh, my gosh.
I told you, Sam. There's directions down here. You're like, what?
Miscommunication to the max. Oh, my God.
See, it's just a learning experience. Your first time's always the most interesting.
Your son is crying in my room. he's verbally angry.
What a little bitch.
Did you hear that, Sam?
No.
Your mom is a little bitch.
Tell him I said to pull his big boy panties up and get back in the kitchen.
She said, pull your big boy panties
up. It's not me. Listen, Sam, you learn. The first time I deep fried some fritters, they came out as.
Damn.
It's so sad.
I tried to work
so hard on them.
He shouldn't feel bad. I made monster cookies in Halloween and I totally forgot to put one whole ingredient in.
Oh.
And I couldn't figure out what was wrong with the cookies for like half an hour.
So it
happened to everybody.
Okay.
And he knows it
because
he watched me get pissed off in the kitchen.
Sam, remember that? Monster cookies? Halloween?
Yeah, remember? Couldn't figure that one out for the longest time.
Yeah.
So bad. And then they were fine.
But where's the little mitt?
Sitting on it.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, there you go.
You okay?
I like hiccup and I burp. I hate that.
I think you guys have to send me a picture of these cookies once they're done.
These ones took a while.
They look the same.
I know they look the same. They didn't put anything in them. That
was the same batch as this one.
Yeah.
Just throw those away, Sam.
Really?
Are you going to eat them?
Well, are you?
I'm not going to eat them.
Wait, save them for my sister.
Yeah, they like chocolate bread.
Do you guys have a neighbor you don't like? I'm just saying.
Crazy neighbor.
Oh, you do?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
He's probably up right now.
He's watching us through the window.
Yeah.
Do we have Tupperware?
He's...
No, okay.
No, we're not. I don't want to give it
Just wait for the pan to cool down before we put it in.
Why?
Crazy neighbors probably patrolling the neighborhood.
Because if I put wax paper on it, then it's going to be all... That's going to hurt my hand. And I want to hurt my hand.
Bitch.
I know!
Don't rub it in.
You really need your tutu right now. You need a tutu and a tiara.
Oh my gosh, Mom, can you send that over actually right now?
And your heels.
Yeah, my heels.
Oh
can
yeah.
Can you send my heels in too?
I want it back.
Some big.
They're actually exact replicas from the set of kinky boots.
What the?
I wish.
Some big ass stilettos.
I would love some stilettos actually. Not gonna lie.
I would rock them better than any other woman.
Mom, could you see me in stilettos? Just picture that.
It scares me a little bit.
But you can picture me in them, alright? Like wearing some Daisy Dukes.
Ask your grandma that. How would your grandma react for you, if you
Daisy
say that?
Daisy Dukes and stilettos.
No,
you
drink my Coca-Cola.
Daisy Dukes bad.
Get it back.
Why not Daisy Dukes, Mom?
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's on fire.
You don't have the legs for Daisy Dukes.
What was your laugh? Oh my god. It is. What time is it? It is 3 in the morning. Are you serious?
Cookies and 3 in the morning. Oh my god.
It's actually just cold.
At 7-Eleven, they have the Pillsbury Pokemon.
There's no bad time for cookies.
Exactly.
Unless you ate like 2 big ass burgers and they're full to the max. You made bad cookies.
You made chocolate bread.
I am just so stuffed, I can't enjoy it. And I liked it. I just can't enjoy it because I'm so stuffed. I'm sitting right next to an open thing of salsa and I'm just smelling the goddamn fumes.
Are you gonna dip your cookie in that?
Fuck yeah.
Chocolate bread and salsa.
Why are you making a podcast, huh? I'm about to end the... Anyways.
I barely burped.
Anyway. Sorry.
What the fuck?
No puking in the kitchen.
What's up?
Actually, remember that one time we were doing marching band and you just threw up?
Oh, yeah, because I didn't want to be a marching band.
Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wasn't actually sick. I just didn't want to go to practice.
So you made yourself throw up?
Yeah.
How do you make yourself throw up?
You stick your hands...
No, you breathe in really hard. Really fast.
Or you just brush your teeth and you're like...
You just keep going.
Can you make yourself throw up?
Hmm?
I can make myself throw up.
No, because... Do it.
That's just wrong.
No, I don't want to make myself throw up.
Do it.
No, I have to do it in front of Miss Landy.
Go ahead.
Why am I going to throw up in front of you? What do I have to prove? Nothing. I did it in front of Miss Landy because she's like, you can't go.
You do have something to prove that you can vomit on command. There's literally something to prove.
I have a fear of vomiting. Like, hate phobia.
Or like Matt Watson.
Like, I will avoid everything to not vomit. I will, like, try to force myself to sleep. I'll, like, chug water.
You know, I just burn myself like an idiot.
Yeah.
How do you have a fear? Like, it's a real fear of throwing up.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, there's a phobia for everything.
Yeah. I have trypophobia. Yeah.
Fuck that. Shut up.
Cry. Wait, what? Holes? Oh my god.
Oh.
Is that a phobia? But it does, like, it gets my nerves up. Like, yeah. Me da asco.
The phobia of long words is a long word phobia.
Yeah, that's fucked up. What do you...
No, I think it's fake.
No, it is real.
No, I know the phobia is real. I think the meme of it was fake.
No, it is real. That is the actual name of the phobia for long words.
He's in, brother.
Okay, oh my gosh.
Sam, you slay.
If it's bad, I'm giving up.
It's okay. We can try.
Don't give up.
What's the phobia of scared balloons?
Just don't try for a long time.
On balloons?
Pennywise.
It is like video games.
Hate balloons.
Don't touch the game.
Balloon phobia.
Butt phobia? What?
Butt phobia?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I'm like, I wanna walk. I'm so angry right now. I'm
making this better. Can you walk to 7-Eleven and get me a Slurpee?
Oh my gosh. If you think that I'm gonna go to 7-Eleven to get
you. If you think I let you drink out of a Pepsi Cola.
If you think
oh my god!
If you think
this is
that you're gonna
what has happened to this conversation?
If you think that I'm gonna walk all the way to the 7-Eleven to get you a Slurpee and not get me anything,
who gave you Pepsi Cola?
Yeah,
two.
You gave
me Pepsi.
You know how much your son was complaining for somebody to give him?
Your son was so angry. He was like, I want a Pepsi.
I know exactly.
He's like, I want a Pepsi Cola. I just want one. I'm like, there's water right there. He's like, but I want Pepsi. Cherry, too. It has to be Pepsi Cherry.
I know that little bitch.
Okay, but what are you doing?
And I, oops.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if I was going to go, I'm going to go to 7-Eleven like alone. I'd have to go with someone.
What?
I'd have to go with someone to go to 7-Eleven.
Stop laughing. Don't.
Why are you guys laughing? Does that mean you're going to go alone?
No, I'd have to bring someone.
Wink. What do you need to do a wink like that?
I have to go with someone.
That was a blink.
No, it was like, no, I did like a. No. Your teeth move so much.
Like, why does your son blink weird?
Because he's weird.
Sorry, Sam.
You're not doing it with your mouth.
Right. Oh my god.
I can't see.
Wait, you can't just.
Can you make your nose twitch?
No. Shut up.
He just diva threw a thing at me. He threw the mitt at me because I winked. What the fuck?
He's getting the pistol.
He's getting the gun. That's it. He's changing the airsoft gun into a real gun as we speak.
I should give you my Pepsi Cola. Pinch his nipples. Pinch his nipples.
I fell out of your bed. I jumped.
My bed?
No.
Yeah, that's right. You used to be on the floor.
On Axel's bed. I jumped on Axel's bed and I bounced right off.
I found you slippy for your reduction.
I hurt myself. You see, this is what you guys are.
What do you do? Lock him in? Jesus Christ, these kids.
Is there actually a lock in
there? There's a lock right here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but
are there cookies in the oven?
Yeah, there's cookies in the oven. If they don't turn out good, then we'll cry.
God damn it.
Oh, they're not gonna turn out good.
Did you realize what you did to the mix?
It's a little grainy, but
you just added sugar, Sam. You didn't just add sugar.
No,
that'd just be extra sweet.
They'll
be sweet and salty.
Yeah, exactly. They're good. They'll be good.
I'm scared of like the spike from this chair's gonna.
It won't be bad.
What happened? Let me see.
Well,
They rose all the way down.
That's a good thing.
Dear Sam's mother,
it's the marshmallow man from Ghostbusters.
Your son just made cake.
He made a cake. I think.
Yeah, at least they got some.
They got some fluff to them now. They're no longer. Yeah.
You should go on to Gordon Ramsay's show.
Mary Berry.
I'm thinking about
Martha Stewart.
Oh,
Mary Berry.
Martha Stewart.
Master Chef Kids Edition.
Yeah, don't they do desserts?
Well, yeah.
Mary Berry would fucking kill me right now.
Who's Mary Berry?
She would kill you. She's a really excellent baker.
And you know what?
Salt pepper shaker.
Paul Hollywood would have your ass, Sam.
Does she have a giant salt shaker?
Does she have a giant salt shaker? Does Mary Berry have a giant salt shaker?
How old is this one?
No, but she does have a wooden spoon.
Never mind. What's that one very old cook who did a lot of TV things? But she had,
you talking about Julia Childs?
She had just had a giant salt shaker.
I still like the video. It was like one shot of vodka.
It's Cookie Monster just.
One shot of vodka.
Two shots. What was it like?
Vodka.
It was two shots of vodka.
Okay, give me a hug right now. I need a hug.
It's okay, Sam.
I'm gonna cry.
These cookies.
These better taste good, actually.
Yeah, the only thing that's worrying me is they're not browning.
You could have had it.
They're very white cookies.
Yeah, I think. Well, then. Okay, hold on. How much time is left on these?
No, I don't like the one.
There's still 7 minutes. Calm down.
Send your mother a picture.
Oh my gosh.
Did you take him out early?
Hold on, Mom. I'll FaceTime you right now.
Oh, Lord.
Okay,
Holy. Do my homework.
I know, but we need to see this. Okay. Hi, Mom.
Show her the cookies that we just made.
Okay,
show
so.
Show me the cookies
right
now.
No. Not those ones. Those ones.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Alma.
Show her the oven ones.
Show her the other ones.
The oven ones.
oven. Or the oven, the ones in the oven.
Why is there so many chocolate?
Slow Jesus.
So this is my friends.
Hi.
And this is my other. This is me.
That was smooth, sir. That was smooth.
No, they're not dead. I think they're gonna taste good though.
You're the John Wick for cookies.
That looks like John Wick is so sheet cake in there.
You think Keanu Reeves is hot?
I was like, Sam just made a cake.
I think young
in
Keanu.
In the movie the whole time, I was like,
old ass Keanu Reeves.
56.
Keanu Reeves is 56.
He's
no way.
He's
no
old.
Way.
Real.
He's
no
old.
Way. Like those things.
So is Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Depp. Yeah, he's
Johnny,
aged.
That's
he's,
right.
He's aging.
Me and Johnny Depp are both Geminis.
I don't care.
Okay.
I
don't care.
I have
care.
My mom's a Scorpio.
Whoa. Yeah. The nicest Scorpio I've ever
I
met.
I thought you were a Leo.
No.
Wait, what are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Virgin.
That's actually what they are. That's actually what they are, though. That's actually what they are, though. Oh my gosh.
I'm a Cancer. That's right.
Virgos are virgins.
Shut up. Everyone should shut. Wait, can we go into the room?
Shh.
Whatever they call it, I don't know. Your sign. Yeah.
My celestial sign?
Yes, there it is. That was the word. Thanks for that.
What's your birthstone?
I'm not saying
I've been doing homework, okay?
Mine's a
sign.
Mine's a topaz.
No. No, no. Something about aqua is
big
brown.
I used to be obsessed with the movie
Aquamarine.
Oh my god. I think I am an
What the fuck is going on?
What's happening?
I don't know. Let me check on Snapchat real quick.
What's happening?
I don't know. I don't even know. What the fuck? Okay, Sam.
Okay.
this has already been.
Okay, well.
Nice work there, friend.
Well, thank you for the help on the cookies, Mom. And
yeah,
you did a great.
For not paying attention or reading the recipe.
Oh, Alma. Oh. Wait.
Okay, yeah. That didn't take a while.
I literally copied the entire.
Okay,
you think so?
Show.
Are you
thinking
of the black guy? Like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
that kind of reminds me of, you know, those oatmeal rice cakes? Like, the little ones?
No.
Not good.
But, like, what's that?
your mother has no words.
Who's the glove?
I can smell the failure.
Do the hearts look good, though?
The hearts look amazing. The cookies look like shit.
Okay, Mom. Well, you've been a lovely addition to our podcast.
So taking it out?
Take him out.
Yeah, call and ask for my opinion.
And, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for
welcome.
Your help. And, bye.
I don't know.
What would you do?
Enjoy your cookies.
You mean that one giant cookie?
Yeah, it's like...
Holy shit.
You know?
Everybody
can eat it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to
eat it.
Yeah,
you
want to
eat it?
She laughs every time. She can't stay serious.
It's like,
She's
dead. Interesting.
Interesting.
Okay, Sam. Say, check it. If we had ice cream... And frosting, we could put ice cream and frosting. And maybe put another layer of that. We can make a layered type of... Cookie thing.
It doesn't have enough.
Cookie cola.
Oh my gosh.
It might taste good with milk. Not even gonna lie. Cookies always taste good with milk.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna see one the flip side. All right. Yeah, because you gotta do your work. Yeah.
Take your what?
Take revenge.
You're ruining... You wasted all of our flowers, Samuel.
Dick
move. Do you ever smell them? It smells like soy milk.
Ooh, I love soy milk.
That's how I feel about it.
What?
Yo!
That's how I feel about my cookies.
Sam's mom.
Bad, Sam?
They smell exactly like soy milk. It's crazy. It's insane. Look. Smell this. You smell it? It smells insane. Oh my god, smell this. Oh my god, that smells so cool.
Okay, well,
how did you do that, Sam?
Do you have recipe?
Fail.
Well, okay, so what we did was we eyeballed everything.
They added sugar.
Yeah.
Sam,
yeah.
Remember, the text messages that I sent you?
Mm-hmm. To this guy?
Weird. And said, baking is a science. Measure everything carefully.
My bad. Okay, bye, mom. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Yeah.
We didn't get to say goodbye to her.
I'm sorry, I'll call my mom back. Right now.
Sam, please explain.
She's gonna call back. Okay, call back. And also say bye.
Goodbye, Sam's mom.
Goodbye.
Where's Axel?
Axel?
I went in the room.
Where'd Axel
go? He left to go get some pussy.
The chocolate chips turned into like cake. Should I cancel it?
He's all about. He would never.
I don't want to eat that.
You want to try it, Sam?
Yeah.
I don't mean to be mean, Sam.
But
really don't mean to be mean. They were really bad.
Is it bad?
The first batch, I like them. The first batch was actually pretty good. The second batch, and then this one.
I always said it's awful. It's
okay.
Awful.
The first one was really good. I like those ones. I can eat those half the day, probably. Second ones.
The only way you can actually eat them
is you use a spoon, I think.
I'm a snitch.
What?
What?
Okay.
What?
Come here. Welcome back to you.
What'd you say?
Come here.
Hold on, I'm cleaning.
No, this is really important. You need to know this.
Quick.
Oh my god.
No, I can't. I'm no snitch.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it tastes bad. Let's say, actually,
so, I guess this is the end of this podcast.
We're gonna
eat this cookie.
Actually got pussy.
And then now we're done here.
Well, maybe it was in a day.